First John chapter 2, verse number 18 says, little children, it is the last time, as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. It is the last time, he says. In these end times, there will be a lot of Christ preached. Matthew chapter 24 talks about the same thing. Many false Christs shall go out. Many shall speak lies in Christ's name. Many shall preach a different Jesus, another gospel. This is CCM. It preaches another gospel. It preaches the, and I'm going to preach a sermon on this sometime soon called the Gospel of Antichrist. But that's another sermon. But there is a gospel of Antichrist. All right. And this basically CCM is the gospel of Antichrist in music. That's exactly what it is. It is a perverse foreign spirit. It is not, it in no way does it match up to the scriptures and what's found in the Bible. It is completely foreign. When you hear it, it ought to make sense to you. When you hear what they're saying and the spirit of it, the music, it looks no different than a normal rock concert. It is no different than that. And the spirit of the people is no different. And I'm going to show you that. That today, it has an anti. What does the Antichrist desire? Worship to himself. He desires that worship to himself. It's nothing more than idolatry, really. That's what it is. But I want you to turn to Daniel chapter 3, please. I want to show you all kinds of music that was being used here and give you an example of this CCM Antichrist New Age spirit. And I added that spirit of homosexuality because it is prevalent in that movement. This is merging. This is bringing on that ecumenical mysticism. It is bringing it all together. It is bringing the one world emergent church together. This music is very powerful. It is absolutely powerful. People don't understand how powerful music is. Well, I'll show you. 18,000 people gathered last night to hear one man sing. You don't think that's powerful? You're crazy. Sell it to somebody who's not stuck on stupid pills, okay? It is very powerful. Daniel chapter 3, verse number 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits, and his breadth 3, thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Babylon. Doesn't America just ring with Babylon? It just rings with that. I mean, you just look around and all you see is Babylon. Bread and circuses. 18,000 people not caring for their souls yesterday at all. Coming straight through that line all the way. One motive and one heart to go what? To hear a man sing how much he hates God. How he'd rather what? What does it mean? Laugh with the sinners? And cry with the saints. Right? You'll get your chance. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. So there's an image set up here. We know it's the end times worship. Picture the end times worship that will take place. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together into the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music. All kinds of music. Not one kind of music, not music that honors and glorifies God, but just all kinds of music mingled in there. Everything acceptable today with the CCM crowd. There is nothing that's not acceptable today with the CCM crowd. By the way, that's why when you go preach outside of their events, they hate you. They're going to hate your guts. You go out to their CCM events out there. Where's that at, brother? Down in Wisconsin, out in Wisconsin. Actually, it's over by where Sarah's parents and her parents live over there. There's an event out there. I forget, the Sunshine Festival or something like that, where all these contemporary Christian artists are all out there. What is it? Picture of the world. Same thing. No difference. Yep. Antichrist spirit. Just like this. And all kinds of music. You fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. But notice this, all kinds of music. Acceptable, all kinds of music acceptable. We're living in that time now where you can't tell the difference between the holy and the profane anymore among God's people. Nothing is sacred to them any longer. It's got to be just like the world. It's got to be sung like the world. And we're going to talk about that the next hour, really. But that's how it has to be. But it has that Antichrist worship. This music was what? Geared towards what? Worship of what? The Antichrist. The image. The beast. That was the worship. Called and commanded by a man. Same thing with this CCM, really. Same spirit. Same Antichrist spirit. They lift up the performer. Just like the world. They can't settle for the narrow, can they? Not the narrow way, right? Not the narrow way. We can't handle the narrow way. No, it's got to be the broad road that leads to destruction, right? Not the narrow way. But wasn't this religious? They were all religious here, weren't they? They were all bowing down and worshiping an image. And the music was used to hypnotize the masses and lull them in the worship of Antichrist. Same principles. Because I'm going to tell you, the God of CCM is not Jesus Christ. It is Antichrist. That is the God of CCM. It is the absolutely the God of CCM. Daniel chapter 3, verse number 10, Thou, O King, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. It's exactly what's going on today. All the worship geared towards what? To one man. To one person. To one God. But who is that God? Is it the God of the Bible? Let's look. George Harrison of the Beatles sang this his hit song, My Sweet Lord. Christian youth all across the world in America were singing along, My Sweet Lord. But then at the end of the song, Harrison deceitfully changed the lyrics to My Sweet Lord, Hare Krishna. Harrison's 1971 song, My Sweet Lord, is a song of praise to the Hindu god, Krishna. In fact, Harrison admits that he did it to trick people. Who's the God of CCM? Who is the God of CCM? In 1982 interview with Hare Krishna organization, George Harrison stated this, I wanted to show that Hallelujah and Hare Krishna are quite the same thing. I did the voices singing Hallelujah and then the change to Hare Krishna. So that people would be chanting the Maha Mantra before they knew what was going on. I had been chanting Hare Krishna for a long time, and this song was a simple idea of how to do a Western pop equivalent of a mantra, which repeats over and over again the holy names. I don't feel guilty or bad about it. In fact, it saved many a heroin addict's life. How about that? By the way, that's George Harrison's interview. There's Nothing Higher, 1982. Just so you know. Now, I want to show you some things here, first of all. As we talked about that, I always show you some images and things like that. I like to show you some of these. And the reason I like to show you these is because when people do an image, when they do something, they tip their hat to who they're worshiping. Okay? They're tipping their hat to who means something to them and what message they're trying to get across. So the all-seeing eye, when we see that in many different things, we actually know who they're worshiping. We get it, okay? We get it. If we understand who that is, it's just like when you look at a dollar bill and you see In God We Trust on it, and then you see the all-seeing eye on the back of it. Well, we know that's not our God. We know that's the God of CCM, though. That's the same God. It's the same God as the God, but that's not our God. Of course we understand In God You Trust. Who is your God? It's the Antichrist. They're building a kingdom. They're preparing a kingdom for him. So this is one famous group, CCM group. See this here. See the one eye? Now, why would you do this? Yeah. Why would you do this? Yeah, this is Skillet. What a name, Skillet. Skillet. I'm going to call my group Eggs. We call my group eggs and bacon. Skillet. Here's another one. Charmaine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty blatant, isn't it? How about this guy? Everybody knows this guy is. Let me blow this up a little bit. Toby Mac. Don't start cheering, some of you. I'm just kidding. What's the album called? Eye on It. Yeah, how about that? Eye on It. See? This is, and Toby Mac, DC Talk, of DC Talk fame, right? This guy. Now, Pastor Cooley is not as smart as some of these CCM artists, and I don't have the education that some of these men have. I didn't go to Bible school like he did when he went to Falwell School, I believe. But, I don't have the education, but I know where to find this, and I know what this stands for, okay? I know what that stands for, and Toby Mac, you know what it stands for too! Because that's why you're doing it! Because you're tipping your hat to the Antichrist! Because that's the God of CCM. How about this? Anybody ever seen this symbol? Third Day, you've heard of Third Day? What's that symbol? Brother Nate, you know what that symbol is. That's right, it's for infinity. But you see that? Now he's not talking about what you're talking about. When you think of everlasting life. Yeah, Buddhists use this. A lot of Satanists use this. A lot of Luciferians use it. A lot of the cults use it. Okay, and I'll talk to you a little bit about it in a second here. But there's a lot more going on there. Oh, look who else uses this. Tarot deck. Now, what would Third Day be doing with the same symbol that is used in the tarot deck? Doesn't make any sense, does it? Yes, it does, because the God of CCM is the Antichrist. I just changed the title, by the way, of that sermon. That's what it's going to go on a sermon audio, because it just fits. Because that is the God of CCM. It's the Antichrist. That's who it is. See that? Exactly who it is. See, symbols mean something, and these people know it. Okay? They know it. And you speak in symbols. I've taught you over and over again, from the Masons to every other group, that they speak in symbols. Like I told you again, the story of the old pastor I had that said, well, as long as they don't try to recruit people, they can wear the ring. It's no big deal. The ring is the recruitment. That's the speech. That's the language they're speaking. Okay? This is a call out. This is a call out. Okay? This is letting you know. Listen, when you're a gang member, don't ask me how I know this, but when you're a gang member and you're walking through crowds, you do certain hand signals to call out to people so they know who you are. So that you wear certain colors so you identify with your gang. So if you're ever in trouble, you throw up gang signs. If you're ever in a crowd with people and you're in trouble and it's really bad and you're alone, you start throwing up a bunch of gang signs. Why? To let people know where you're at so they can come to your defense if they're driving by or if they're in the crowd, wherever you're at. See, these guys know that too. So you see, these guys understand the Antichrist spirit because they have it. You don't use those symbols. A child of God stays far away from those symbols. You wouldn't catch him playing games with those kind of things. Because he knows exactly what, and don't tell me these guys don't know, because they know exactly what they're messing with. They know exactly. The cover of the Third Day album, Third Day's album, Time displays a well-known occult symbol called the Lazy Eight, or the infinity symbol underneath the word time. Dr. Kathy Burns documents the satanic connection to this symbol. Another satanic symbol is the Lazy Eight or the infinity sign. To occultists, it represents Lucifer's eternal victory. It also symbolizes reincarnation and karma. No, not caramel. Karma. It's also used in the brimstone symbol and appears at the top of the 9 satanic statements. It's also found floating above the head of a magician on the tarot card, like you just seen. Why? Because they're all the same spirit. Don't you get it? Don't you get it when you sing praises to your God and you're singing hymns that glorify Him and it's not glorifying your flesh? You're all with one accord singing. That's what you're doing. These guys, they're doing something else. They're singing praises to their God. And they're showing you by these symbols, like this all-seeing eye that Toby Mac has, he's showing you who his God is. And he hates you and he hates what you stand for. You just start testing those charismatics and those wicked people with that kundalini spirit and them devils. You watch the devils manifest in them, how angry they get. They all start talking about love and they love everybody. We just got to all get along and love each other. Yeah. So you rebuke them and watch the devil come out of them. There's a strong CCM has the strong New Age Antichrist spirit. Casting Crown songs have been sung by Lancaster Baptist Church. West Coast College. They took, and some of you don't know about West Coast, some of you others do that have been around in fundamentalism for a while. You understand who West Coast Baptist College is and who Lancaster is. That's Paul Chapel. His music department has single-handedly taken those songs and changed them and played with them and put them up on stage, and they're singing the same songs that these wicked Antichrist spirit people are singing. Now, no, I don't think they're wicked Antichrist people. I think they're trying to take on the world. I think they're trying to attract the world. I think they're using a music program because music has power. Casting Crowns, radical ecumenism, and spiritual carelessness is evident in that they participated in the National Worship Leader Conference in 2011, joining hands with men such as Jack Hayford, who says God spoke personally to him and told him not to judge the Roman Catholic Church. You ever notice something? These clowns always got a vision, always got somebody else talking to them, but never the revealed Word of God. It's always some clown talking to them. Some spirit talking to them. It's not the Spirit of God. What is it? The Spirit of Antichrist. Because the God of CCM is Antichrist. Another prominent speaker at the conference was Leonard Sweet, who promotes a wide variety of New Age heresies. He calls his universalist tinge doctrine New Light and quantum spirituality and the Christ conscience, and describes it in terms of the union of the human with the divine, which is the center feature of all world religions. What are they doing? Bringing everybody in. Bringing them all in together. Oh, we all got to be one. No, we really don't all have to be one. No, we don't. We really don't have to be one, because I don't want to be one with you. I really have no desire to be one with you, because you're all gearing up for your fourth kingdom to come and to rise. That's what you're all gearing up. CCM is the battle cry. By the way, I'm going to preach a sermon to you sometime soon called CCM, the Soundtrack of Hell. And we're going to talk about some of their lyrics and everything else. All it is a soundtrack from hell. That's all it is. And for hell. Sweet defines the New Light as a structure of human becoming, a channeling of Christ energies through mind-body experience. Sweet says that New Light pastors hold the doctrine of the embodiment of God in the very substance of creation. In Carpa Manana, Sweet says the earth is as much a part of the body of Christ as humans, and that humanity and the earth constitutes a cosmic body of Christ. Pantheism, right? Sweet says that some of the New Light leaders that have influenced his thinking are Matthew Fox, M. Scott Peck, Willis Harmon, and Ken Wilber. These are prominent New Agers who believe in the divinity of man, as we have documented in the book, David Plow documented in the book, New Age Tower of Babel. Sweet has endorsed the Shack, which is a non-judgmental father, mother, God. What a bunch of garbage that book is. They are a bunch of blasphemers. And he promotes the Roman Catholic contemplative mysticism. We know where that came from, right? Who used that? Who popularized that? Jesuits did, didn't they? The Jesuits did. That's who popularized it. Contemplative mysticism. That's the spiritual exercises, correct? Of who? Well, the Jesuit general. All coming back to mama, aren't you? The Shack, with its non-judgmental father, mother, God, it promotes the contemplative mysticism and dangerous mystics such as the Catholic Buddhist, Thomas Merton. They're all working together, folks. They're all comfortable together. Why do you think you're preaching outside of these things and they're all inside and they hate your guts? Because the God of CCM is the Antichrist. That's why. Casting crowns performed with Sanctus Real. Ever heard of them? Probably not. Good thing you haven't. In December 2011, Matt Hammett of Sanctus Real participated in the 2003 tour of the Hero Rock Opera, which depicts Jesus as a cool black man. In Hero, the Last Supper is a barbecue party, and Jesus is crucified on a city street sign. Sanctus Real and Stephen Curtis Chapman played a concert in 2003 at St. Mary's Seminary, sponsored by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Cleveland, Ohio. Why? Because they're all the same spirit, that's why. They're all together. So you're listening to music that all these people... And by the way, before somebody says, well, haven't you listened to a hymn by Martin Luther or something like that? Yeah, I've listened to Lutheran hymns and Presbyterian hymns and Baptist hymns. Yeah, people that wrote that. Yeah, but you know what? Not a one of them made me want to go be a Lutheran. Not a one of them made me want to go be a Presbyterian. But a lot of them made me want to know my God better. Because they honor God. Those hymns are not about those people and those artists. These hymns are about the Antichrist or the person. It's always about me and what I can do and what's wrong with me and what's better for me. They don't exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. In what the world needs, Casting Crowns attacks every Bible-believing fundamentalist church. They sing that we need to stop hiding behind our walls, which is a brash denunciation of biblical separatism. On the video of What This World Needs, they say that this world doesn't need my denomination or my translation of the Bible. They just need Jesus. They're not talking about the same Jesus. They're not. And they hate this book right here. They want a Jesus that speaks to them contrary to what this says. That's it. So they say, this is Jesus. And I say, I agree with you. You have that Jesus. It's the Antichrist, other Jesus, other Christ. I agree with you. I know their spirit's talking to you. See, these boring, dry fundamentalists, they don't believe you. I believe you. I know you're communicating with devils. I agree with you, you wicked devil. I agree with you. You do worship Satan. I know it. See, I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you how it is. Is this too strong? Am I coming on too strong? Okay, I just wondered if I maybe coming on too strong. Yeah, they don't even like the Bible. You show them the Bible, they're charismatic nuts. They're listening to this garbage. They don't want the Bible. They hate your Bible verses. They want a Jesus of pop culture Christianity. That's the one. And that's what they're pushing, too. So just stop being so naive and think every time somebody says Jesus, they're of the same spirit. They're not. Not at all. Not in the least bit. On that video, What the World Needs, that's what they say. Oh, you don't need your denomination or your Bible version or your Bible translation. To say that the world does not need my denomination, David Cloud says, is to say that it doesn't matter what a church believes. That any denomination is fine, and to say that the world doesn't need my translation of the Bible is to say that it doesn't matter what translation we use, but it most assuredly does. Why do you think these CCM people reject the King James Bible? All right, it's the words of God. That's right, they do. Absolutely, they have the Antichrist spirit. David Clogg goes on to say, what this world needs is the true Jesus. But the Bible warns repeatedly and forcibly about false Christ. And the only way to know the true from the false is to have sound doctrine taught from an accurate Bible. And this requires a doctrinally sound denominational stance with a sound translation. They are teaching Antichrist. That's what they're teaching. That's right. Without error. Without the King James Bible and doctrinal separation, you won't know who the Jesus of the Bible is. And that's what they're depending on. Why do you think their churches that push CCM, they have what? They have an hour and a half of music and 15 minutes of preaching. Why do you think? A little sermonette. Usually from a woman that's butched out like a lesbian. Is that too real? Hope so. Teaching the, that's right, it is ungodly. I'm going to read you a few things here. I'm going to read you a lot today, so you have to bear with me. But I need you to know this, because I need you to be able to explain it to people, why we stand against CCM. I want it to be such overwhelming evidence for you that they have no leg to stand on. They have nothing to say to you but to walk away and be like, I don't know what to say to you. That's what I want. I don't want just to tell my kids, well, rock music is bad. Well, why is it bad? Why is it bad? I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think West Coast Baptist College and Lancaster Baptist Church with Paul Chapel would be in the shape they're in, doing the things they're doing with the music they're doing, if the preacher stood up and did this right here?
Nope.
Warned about it? No, first of all, 5,000 of the people that are in their auditorium would leave.
That's right. Right. Right.
Yeah. That's right. All right, I want to read you this. Sandy Patty. She's a famous lady in the CCM movement. From Lennox, this is one of her lyrics called Love in Any Language. You guys want to know why you have such a hard time when you're out there preaching on the streets? Because this is the Jesus they've accepted. That's who it is. It's not the one in the Bible. This is the one they've accepted. The God of CCM is who they've accepted. From Leningrad to Lexington, the farmer loves his land, and daddies all get misty-eyed to give their daughter's hand. Oh, maybe when we realize how much there is to share, we'll find too much in common to pretend it isn't there. Love in any language, straight from the heart, pulls us all together, never apart. And once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in any language, fluently spoken here. From the heart. Yeah, that deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Oh, it's just that love. You'll just love everybody. Yeah, if you just lay down all those doctrinal doo-doo. Remember that guy? What was his name again? Paul Crouch. Sodomite, CCM loving pervert. Had a boyfriend on the side while he was married to that makeup monster. Yeah, burning in hell right now. Oh, that's bad. That's right, brother. How about another punk band, CCM band? Punk, did you know they had CCM punk bands? You didn't know that, did you, Brother Nate? See?
I knew that.
You knew that? That's scary. Yeah, they do. I'm going to talk about a few of those. I think, maybe. No, just heavy metal, not death metal. Sorry, Nate. This guy says in his Christian punk band, Undercover, he says this, the bottom line is love, not righteousness, not holiness, but love. We cannot have compassion for people if we feel we're better than they are. So holiness is feeling you're better than they than other people. Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Yeah. What Joey's really saying here is I don't want to be constrained by living a righteous or holy life. Yeah, see, if I just emphasize everything on love, then I can sin all I want to, and I can go into a Billy Joel concert, and I can yell at the preachers that are outside and tell them they're not loving, and shed some fake Jezebel tears to make everybody feel like I'm being mistreated and I'm being picked on. How about the CCM magazines? They push the same thing. What John Fisher? He's a big time one of the producers of CCM and writers of CCM music. He covers in the CCM magazine. He says this: I was just dreaming. I want you to listen to this and see what it reminds you of. I'd love to see the labels fall off. I'd love to not have to call things Christian or secular anymore. I'd love for us to be creating music full of truth that shines brightly like the sun, not merely a kind of music that is only understood in a religious framework. I'd rather we weren't so trapped in dogma, so busy confirming what we already know, so eager to hear what we already agree with, that we miss another point of view that might just happen to come from God. I'd love to see Christians less concerned about getting the words right and more concerned about the heart. We're concerned about the heart. What does that sound like? Sounds like this. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or to die for and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. Who said that? What's that? John Lennon. Well, it's no surprise. These guys all listen to those people. So, and we'll talk about that too. Amy Grant, let's talk about her. Let's see if they have the CCM Antichrist, Homosexual, Sodomite, New Age, Hippie Spirit. Boy, that's a long title. Just throw in Crowley and I've got everything. And I got everything in there. Amy Grant said this, I don't feel like it's my mission in life to preach to people. I feel, well, you're right, it isn't. I feel like it's, right, woman, sit down. I feel like it's just my gift to communicate life as I see it. That's my gift, brother John, to communicate life as I see it. Not as how the Bible says it. So I'll sing hymns that are, I'll sing songs that are against the Bible, that are for the world, because it's not my job to preach. Amy Grant said this, why isolate yourself? Your life isolates you enough. I'm isolated when I walk into a room and somebody says, she's a Christian, and nobody offers me a joint. That is a buzzkill like ever. I understand. And all the cocaine disappears. I mean, yeah. Quoted by Bob Millard and Amy Grant, New York, 1986, page 169, just so you know. Certainly is a buzzkill when you walk in a room and nobody offers you a joint. Makes sense, right? What's that? I hate when that happens. Amy Grant said this, I've become, now I can't even read you one quote she said because it's not proper in this company. I sent you guys the quote that she said. I'll talk to you men about it later, but I will not do it in this company, okay? Anyway, I've become disillusioned, and that's why my lyrics are less idealistic. I'm realizing that the world isn't a perfect place, and God can't solve everyone's problems. You're right. The God of CCM can't, because it's the Antichrist. It's so obvious, folks. You know, I really had to cut. I'm going to have too much here, but I'm going to preach it all to you today. I'm going to take a while, and we're going to do some paperwork at the end today. If I have to cut into the third hour to finish this, I'm going to finish it. But I didn't even give you a third of what I could have as evidence. But I'm going to keep going. Amy's House of Love album includes the environmental Mother Earth song, Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell. Mitchell's infamous for her own open relationship with a spirit she calls art. What does that mean, open relationship with the spirit? Well, you know what that means. Go back and see our series, Sons of God, Daughters of Men. Go back and listen to the rap series on the Nephilim and the rappers and understand. Yeah, Incubus, yeah. Wow. How about that? A spirit called art. Obviously, she is communing with demons. It is unconscionable for Amy Grant to be promoting Mitchell's music to Christian young people. Grant's song, Walking in the Light, teaches the damnable error of baptismal regeneration. The sun woke me up real early. It's a beautiful morn because I'm going down to the river to be reborn. Hey, is that Duck Dynasty? No, that's Amy Grant. But they have the same message. Same spirit. Now, me and Jesus did some heavy talking last night. So I'm going down to be dipped and come up walking in the light. Me and Jesus did some heavy talking last night. You bet you did, the Jesus you talked to. They have the Antichrist spirit. Grant is now recommending yoga, by the way, which should not be a surprise in the light of the fact that she is a longtime fan of the heretic Brendan Manning. And is a supporter of Manning's extremely dangerous contemplative prayer. Grant wrote the foreword of Manning's books, The Boy Who Cried Abba and Patched Together. In an interview with the Tulsa World, Oklahoma, November 20th, 2011, Grant said that she was challenged to practice yoga by a 95-year-old woman who attended her Two Friends tour with Michael W. Smith. We'll talk about that devil in a little while. And that she found it to be great. She attends yoga classes with Jerrine Gill, the mother of her second husband. In the signature of Jesus, Brennan Manning instructs his readers to stop thinking about God at the time of prayer and to delve into the great silent of God through the use of a single sacred word. This is exactly what Hindus and Buddhists do through their mystical practices. They chant a mantra in order to experience oneness with God. Manning instructs people. You ever notice how CCM music is like that? Yeah, that's right. That's right. Same thing over and over again. Over and over again. Same thing. Same thing. Same thing. Same thing. Why? It's brainless music. That's why. I mean, it's meant to do what it does. That puts you in a trance. That's right. He spent 6 months in isolation in a cave in Spain. Sounds like a Jesuit. So he should have stayed there, that's right. He sounds like a Jesuit. Didn't a Jesuit priest spend that much time in a cave too? That's right, Ignatius Loyola, right? Yeah. Anyway, we'll get to that later. Oh, yeah, here it is right here. It is here. Okay. He spent 6 months in isolation in a cave in Spain. Listen, and when his health allowed, he spent 8 days a year at a Jesuit retreat center in Colorado, during which he speaks only 45 minutes each day. I knew there was a Jesuit connection. His spiritual director is a Dominican nun. Manning calls centering prayer a great darkness, and an entire chapter of his book devoted to celebrate the darkness. Well, hey, he's only preaching for his God. What do you expect? Yeah. Yeah. He talked her into doing yoga, among other things. Makes you just wonder why there's a Jesuit connection there with all that. Makes you just wonder if maybe, possibly, well, no, we wouldn't think that, would we? Anyway, we'll get to that. Many of the influential contemporary Christian worship artists worship a non-Trinitary God. I want to talk to you. Who is this? It's the Antichrist. That's who they worship. It's a non-Trinitary God. Jaron Davis, Joel Hemphill, Mark Carruthers, Phillips, Craig and Dean, Lanny Wolf and others are Jesus-only Pentecostals who deny the Trinity. To deny the Trinity is to worship a false God. Amen. Many of the CCM artists worship a rebel Christ. They call him the rebel Christ, which is certainly a false Christ. Mark Stewart of Audio Adrenaline says Jesus Christ is the biggest rebel to ever walk the face of the earth. That's right. That's right. Who is he talking about? The Antichrist. Exactly. Who is that one that will pervert the law? Who is the lawless one? Who is the one that is to come? It's the Antichrist. They're making his way straight. They're preparing the way for their Lord. And Baptist churches have fell in line like a bunch of morons. Wake up, people. A rebel Christ. Mark Stewart says that. Sonny of POD says, we believe that Jesus was the first rebel. The first punk rocker. That must be in the Greek or something, Brother Paul. I've never seen that one before. What is that in the Septed? What is that called? The Septed Nugent? What's that called? The Septed Nugent? It's the same thing, right? It doesn't matter. It's a figment of their imagination. So we will call it the Septed Nugent. Still looking for those originals. This is absolute blasphemy. The Bible says rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. A rebel is a lawbreaker, but Christ was the lawgiver, who he came to the earth to fulfill the requirements of his own law. Christ was not crucified for rebellion. He was crucified for testifying that he is God.
Amen. Glory to God.
How about Rob Bell? You ever heard of him? Yeah. Big in the CCM scene. Rob Bell's God is more akin to the New Age pantheism than the God of the Bible. He describes God as a force, an energy, a being called out to us in many languages using a variety of methods and events.
Anything but a spirit.
That's right. What's it called? His book, Love Wins. There is an energy in the world, a spark. Is that the divine spark, Brother Russ? A spark, an electricity that everything is plugged into. The Greeks called it Zoe. The mystics called it spirit. And Obi-Wan calls it the force. Yet Rob Bell is popular among contemporary worship musicians. Consider David Crowder one of the most influential names in contemporary and CCM. In October 2010, the David Crowder Band hosted Rob Bell at the Fantastical Church Music Conference at where? Baylor University. Good old Baylor.
Wacky Waco.
Wacky Waco. Big name CCM artist Jars of Clay and Matt Redman joined hands in this heretical venture. In January 2012, Crowder led worship for the send-off of Rob Bell at Mars Hill Bible Church. How can they call it a Bible church? In Granville, Michigan, Rob Bell received a tearful farewell. I'd be crying because he'd leave too. Tears of joy. Get out of here. Many other examples could be given. Rob Bell worships the God of the CCM, the God of CCM. Many of the CCM artists worship a rock and roll party Christ. That's the Antichrist. They've got this rock and roll party Christ. In his live Radically Saved video, Carmen says, Jesus is always cool. He's got his thing together. I don't know where the Antichrist, that's where the devils feed him this stuff. From smoking the joint that Amy Grant didn't get when she went to the room because everybody rejected her. That one. And all the cocaine disappeared because Rob Bell and his buddies got it or something, I guess. I don't know. Get this, you ready? He's got this thing. He's got his thing together. In Resurrection Rap, Carmen portrays Jesus as a street hippie. In the Standard, he calls Jesus J.C. And in Addicted to Jesus, he speaks of jamming with the Lamb. Petra claims that God gave rock and roll to you, put it in the soul of everyone. In Party in Heaven, the Daniel Band sang The Lamb and I Are Drinking New Wine. Phil Driscoll says God is the king of soul. He's the king of all rhythm. Messiah Prophet Band says Jesus is the master of metal. Is this your Jesus? Is this the Jesus of the Bible? No, it's that other Christ. The Antichrist. Jesus is the master of the metal, and Baron Cross says, better than pot, Jesus rocks. Joint. John Fisher describes God as puffing on a cigar and swaying to rock music. While J. Lee Grady says Jesus enjoys dancing with the angels and grooving to the sound of Christian R&B pumped out of a boombox. Yeah, they're all serious. I know you're looking at me like I'm crazy, but they're really serious. And see, you don't understand, but I'm trying to tell you the importance of this. When you go out to that street and you see the opposition, it's because they're listening to this trash. They've listened to this. And they'll quote you all the stuff that these guys say. And they'll hate what you're doing. They hate what you stand for. Because they are serving another Christ, another Jesus. DC Talk hired Simon Maxwell to produce their Jesus Freak video. Maxwell was hired because DC Talk had seen his work with the Antichrist rock group Nine Inch Nails. Hey, man, I got to get that guy for my video. Yeah? Yeah, he is wicked. Toby McKeon said that Maxwell's style appealed to us. Wait a minute. Now, we're commanded not to love the world, right? So it appealed to him, right? So he's taking 9-inch nails video, right? And he said, I want the guy that did that video because I want to do the Jesus video about him. I want to call it Jesus Freak. Because that's what kind of music he listens to. Because they have a rebellious heart. They're not saved. They're children of the devil. They're children of the Antichrist. They follow the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So when somebody says Jesus, you better make sure which one they're talking about. And if they get mad, it's because they don't know your Savior. The Maxwell produced 9-inch Nails video Closer features a blasphemous. Now listen, I want you to hear this now. This is why Toby Mac and those guys from DC Talk wanted to use this guy because they like the way he does videos. Now listen, okay? The Maxwell produced 9-inch Nails video Closer features a blasphemous depiction of a monkey crucified on a cross. 9-inch Nails leader singer Trent Reznor backs the satanist group Marilyn Manson, which has a blasphemous album titled Antichrist Superstar. And I say I agree with you. I'm not like these other preachers that don't believe you're not worshiping the devil. Full of devils, having magic and everything else, and having power to sway people. You see, I know you have mad devils in you. And I know who you serve. You serve the God of CCM. Kevin Max said, I'd love to hang with Marilyn Manson. Of DC Talk, by the way. I'd love to hang with Marilyn Manson. And discuss his 80s music. He said, I'd like to discuss 80s music with him. I don't want to discuss anything with him. I want to stand and I want to preach so loud that he gets so angry that those devils manifest and I rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ and they run scared down the road away. That's what I want to see. I want to see that man a pile of mush under conviction and repent and be born again. I want to see the law crush him! I don't want to have a conversation with him. I don't want to talk about music with him because I don't have the same spirit as him. Because he's Antichrist. And even says it. Now, when people like Alice Cooper say they're Christians, and other Christians don't think it odd that he does a video with Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper and Marilyn Manson do a video together. And with a man that has Antichrist Superstar. Is there a problem in discernment there, maybe? Oh yeah, he's saved. Yeah, he's as saved as Lucifer is. You're just too tied up with the world that you can't figure it out. You've got no discernment now. God will give you over to that too, by the way. What is this? I could read you a ton more. I'm going to keep going here. I want to talk to you about this Antichrist man-centered worship in CCM a little bit here. We're almost done with this session, actually. There is a worship just like the world. Listen, and by the way, that's in fundamental Baptist churches. I used to watch videos of these guys when they would walk out on stage. Jack Hiles and other men like that would walk out on stage, and everybody would give them a standing ovation and stand up and clap and everything else like that and go nuts and whoop and holler and everything. I mean, people would be running the aisles. Why? Because Jack Hiles came in the room. Okay, now what is that spirit right there? What would you call that spirit, Brother Nate? Yeah, Jim Jones, but it's Antichrist. I'm not saying that those people were lost. What I'm saying is that they are following that same spirit of the world. We are not to heap applause onto ourselves like that and have people bow down and worship us and speak that way about us and halfway faint over us and everything else. They lifted those preachers up like they're gods. And they're not. They're men. And some of you have been guilty of doing the same thing when you were in that movement before. You did the same thing. You lifted up these men above that which they were ought to be lifted up. And we're seeing it today in CCM. You see the same spirit. I wonder if this is any different. Who receives the spirit here? Who receives the worship here? Is it Jesus or is it Michael W. Smith? What about the milder side of the coin, those laid-back, squeaky-clean CCM superstars who inspire such frenzy at their live shows? Who is really being worshipped? The fans all deny idolatry, but these quotes from a reunion records promotion for Michael W. Smith, the Big Picture Tour, tells the story. Listen to this. Smith with synthesizers, thank you, blaring, drums blazing, and guitars screeching, sent a young crowd into a frenzy from beginning to end. Where do you see that in the Bible? That's right, when Aaron made they had the big, nasty, dirty, fornicating party. Go look that sermon up, when Israel had a rock concert. It was a religious one, too. You could have called it a CCM concert. That's right. With sweeping strobes lighting the stage in crowd areas, Smith took to the stage with some twirling dance steps, then sent the crowd into rocking frenzy. The moment Smith's hands hit the air, the audience responded with over-the-head hand claps and stomping feet. By the way, that guy looks gay. I don't know why anybody would get that excited over that guy. Okay? He just looks like a walking sodomite, okay? I mean, come on. Really? I mean, when I was a lost guy, I'd be like, yeah, right, okay? So how can saved people fall for that? It's ridiculous, because they're not saved, that's why. But let me ask you, who's being worshipped there? How about Robert Sweet? You know who he is? You ever heard of Striper?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Which is another of the most fruitiest things you'll ever see in your life. Okay, come on. When Christians try to do heavy metal, oh my goodness. Tone it down now. Come on, man. It is fruity looking, okay? It is. I mean, these guys, I mean, I can't even show you one of his pictures, but I kept putting it in a private message with Aaron and Nate. And I'll show Russ, I'll show you later this picture, brother. I've got to show you this. Well, Robert Sweet, right? Striper. Still wonder which spirit is leading Striper? Read this account from an Australian newspaper about a God Squad fan who nearly got his arm cut off during the group's appearance at a record store. Robert Sweet was visiting two Striper fans injured on Saturday when they were pushed through a plate glass window as more than 1,500 enthusiasts tried to meet the band members at a record store. I thought my arm had been cut off. Michael said, there was blood everywhere and someone had to hold it together. Three veins were cut.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the spirit of Christ, right? Come on. And take a look at Sweet's compassionate comments about his fans' mutilation. What happened on Saturday was purely rock and roll. It shows we're not wimpy religious Christian guys. But a real rock and roll venture. Robert said the band had never experienced complete hysteria like they witnessed on Saturday, and we're sorry people got hurt, but Striper still don't mind people being wild. Well, I like you religious wimps. Yeah, look, you little effeminate Baphomet. Come out in the street and preach with me. We'll see how wimpy you are. Cut your hair first, you silly little queer. Cut your hair first. You look like a girl. It's not very nice, is it, Brother Russ? It's not nice to dress like Baphomet, though. It's not nice to dress like the androgynous... That's right. DC Talk. Michael Tate admits that he loves the look at me aspect of rock. I've always wanted to be the front guy of a band of guitar-toting, drum-slinging rock and rollers because my personality is one of such flamboyancy and energy. Rock and roll embodies and exudes all that. Kevin Max of DC Talk also admits that they are self-possessed with their music. Just like secular rockers, as a performer! You're constantly neurotic about what you look like, how you're performing on stage, and what you come off like to the public. Man, it's funny. If you come out, you know what the difference is that? The street preachers going out there and just preaching the Bible. Spit flying everywhere. Hair all messed up. Scripture sign on. Everybody yelling at you. People spitting on you. And you just keep preaching. Not like a bunch of these sissies that sit behind a microphone like that and sing a bunch of God-hating songs for their God, the Antichrist. And bring the hate mail on. I'm ready for it. Bunch of gospel perverts. Ask yourself, who does this glorify? When those men, I've seen these people before, that Michael, I remember he was in that Carmen or Michael W. Smith. I remember being at a house when I was selling vacuums back in, this was back in the early 2000, I think is when it was, about 15 years ago. He said, this lady said that, that their daughters were at this concert. I think it was Michael W. Smith. And he was like, and he like walked up to these kids and they're in this group and he's like, God's going to do big things. You've got the anointing on you. And God's going to do big things with you guys. And this lady's telling me all this. And those kids were like, yeah. They're all excited. And I'm like, I go, okay. And I'm just listening to her because I can't really say a whole lot because, you know, I'm working. So I'm just listening to what she's saying. But I remember them saying that. And they think because some guy stands up on stage with, by the way, no authority to do what he's doing. Just does it. Ask yourself a question, though. Is this the world's music? Is this just like the world? It's more dangerous. CCM is more dangerous than any death metal band. It's more Amy Grant is more dangerous of a witch than anybody you could ever imagine. She is an absolute witch. She is so dangerous. She has swayed millions with her music. Who does it glorify? Think about it. Who does it glorify? The man, the performer. It brings glory to the performer. It's all about him. Amen? It's all about that guy. It's all about lifting him up on stage. Lifting him up so people can fall down and worship him. And they're swaying their arms and they're doing all kinds of things. And they want to see that man. They want to hear from him. They want to hear his music. Not because it glorifies God, but because it excites and moves their flesh. You know why people, you know why CCM churches have an hour and a half of songs and 15 minutes of a sermonette? Because the preaching don't make you feel good. It cuts you, it convicts you, it bothers you. Singing makes you feel good. I'm not against singing. We sing hymns here, but I'll tell you one thing right now. We don't fill our services up with songs and a little bit of time for preaching. I've been in churches before where I was limited. I was told you have like 28 minutes and you got to be done by 35. You have like 30 minutes. You got to be done right there at that time. Or 38 minutes or something. You have to be done by 40 minutes. I can't remember what it was. I'm pretty sure it was like under half an hour. And you had to be just at that time. And I was timed too. I was made sure I made it. Why? Nobody timed the music. Good night. That stuff went on forever. They got all the band and all the, or the orchestra and all the other stuff going on. And everybody loves that. And Sunday morning is just full of that. And I'm not against that. But you know what? It has taken over our churches. Why? Because it don't convict like Bible preaching does. All right. Next, it has the Antichrist homosexual spirit. What it has. It's a perverse homosexual spirit. The God of CCM loves homosexuality because Satan loves it. Marcia Stevens, author of the popular song For Those Tears I Died, Come to the Water, co-founded Children of the Day, one of the first CCM music groups associated with Calvary Chapel. Well, you don't say. Calvary Chapel. What's that? Yeah, I mean, I don't have time to go into it, but there's some awful interesting connections with Calvary Chapel and Chuck Smith and government agents and witches and, oh my, all sorts of things. In 1979, Marcia broke her sacred marriage vows and divorced her husband of 7 years, with whom she had 2 children, because she had fallen in love with a woman. Eventually, Marcia married Cindy Stevens, Pino, who she calls my wife. She started her own label called Balm, Born Again Lesbian Music. You see why people come by and snipe you, Brother John? God is love. Dirty, rotten, wicked man. God is love. God loves you. Don't judge me, piece of garbage. God is love. God loves everybody. God loves everybody. Loser, I hate you. Hope you go to hell. That's what they do when they walk by you. God loves everybody. I hate you. God is love and you're going to hell. I hate you. Get away from me, you piece of garbage. Yeah, the real Christians are over here. The fake ones are up there preaching. The real Christians are going to see Billy Joel. They're doing it right. Born again lesbian music. This is what it's come to, right? You can be a born again lesbian. Born again lesbian music. How about it? You don't think this is indoctrination from hell? You don't think this isn't planned? And performs between 150 and 200 concerts a year. She has a program called Upbeat, through which she produces a praise and worship album annually with a variety of singers and songwriters. Marcia Stevens' lesbian praise music ministry is recommended by Mark Allen Powell, a professor of New Testament at Trinity Lutheran Seminary and the author of an Encyclopedia of Contemporary Christian Music. He states this, "The mother of contemporary Christian music continues to capture hearts for Jesus. Argue interpretations of Scripture and debate the ethics and origins of homosexuality all you want. No one with sensitivity to things of the Spirit can deny God is using Marcia Stevens to bring the love and mercy of Christ to people whom God apparently has not." That's right. I agree. Your God is preaching this. This is what your God preaches, because the God of CCM is the Antichrist. Whom God apparently has not forgotten, he says. Popular CCM singer Ray Bolts announced his homosexuality in 2008. He divorced his wife to live with a man. I don't know. He's got devils in him. You got him to do that. Today he tours the country playing at liberal churches and gay pride events. We'll probably see him sometime out there preaching. Events that receive him in his gay Christian message. There's no such thing as a gay Christian message. Okay? It's except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Gay Christian message. This is insanity. That's from Jesus Rocks the World, the definitive history of CCM. Other homosexual CCM artists are Anthony Williams, Kirk Talley, Clay Aiken, you ever heard him? Doug Pinnock of King's X, Amy Ray and Emily Saylors of Indigo Girls, and Jennifer Knapp. In April 2014, Dan Hasline of the popular CCM band Jars of Clay announced his support for gay marriage. He wrote the following in a series of Twitter posts, not meaning to stir things up, but, yes you are, you devil. Is there a non-speculative or non-slippery slope reason why gays shouldn't marry? I don't hear one. I'm trying to make sense of the conservative argument, but it doesn't hold up to basic scrutiny. Feels akin to women's suffrage. Yeah, that feminist movement, it was a great idea. Look at America. Bunch of butch women now and a bunch of Sally boys. I'm sure this sermon will make me a lot of friends. I need friends. I have enough crazy, psychotic people online like Stephen Williams after me. I just need more crazy nut jobs like David Jennings and Steve Williams and whoever else they call themselves. He's probably got 100 altars anyway. Calls, I hope you hear this. I hope you repent, you wicked devil. Might want to tone it down. This is a little harsh today. Yeah, there's something I hate about the Antichrist spirit. There's something I really hate about it. That's right. Anyway, he said, I'm trying to make sense of this, but it doesn't hold up to basic scrutiny. Feels akin to women's suffrage. I just don't see a negative effect to allowing gay marriage. No societal breakdown. No war on traditional marriage. I don't think scripture clearly states much of anything regarding morality. I don't particularly care about scripture's stance on what is wrong. I care more about how it says we should treat people. See? This is what you see on the street. It's what you should just treat everybody with love. Yeah, but they rape kids. Yeah, but you gotta love them. You just gotta love them. See? That was Charles of Gay, yeah. Charles of Clay, yeah. Jars of gay. Yeah, Clay. Yes, I am mocking them. And no, I don't feel bad about it. In August 2014, Vicky Beeching, British CCM musician, announced that she is a lesbian. Beeching, who has led worship music at many North American churches and whose lyrics are sung by millions in America's Bible Belt, says, I'm gay. God loves me just the way I am. Remember that guy? God loves everybody. Remember that guy? I'm going to preach the gay gospel to you. Remember that guy? I wish that guy gets saved, man. He's got a great voice. See, that's the gay gospel. We do. The guy last night screaming dad's head off, he was doing a good job. If he loved Jesus enough to preach the gospel, turn around and preach with you, we'd have let him stand up there and preach. Too bad he loved Billy Joel more than he does Christ. Ooh. She says that the well-known biblical text from Leviticus, for example, should not be used to condemn permanent, faithful, stable same-sex relationships. There's no such thing as a same-sex relationship. And no such thing as stable. Homosexuals have upwards of, on average, of 500 partners. Let's tell the truth about this, okay? Yeah, they do. Is that what he meant by only the good die young? In an interview in October, how about this one, 2014, Brian Houston, pastor of Hillsong Church in Sydney, Australia, which birthed Hillsong worship music, refused to give a definitive answer when asked to clarify his stand on same-sex marriage. He said that the Western world is shifting its thinking on this issue, and churches are struggling to stay relevant. No, I'm not struggling to stay relevant. It will always be relevant for me to preach against your wicked, devilish doctrine of hell. Amen. It will always be relevant to preach against sin. It will always be relevant to preach the gospel. It will always be relevant to preach the law, a schoolmaster to bring men to Christ. It will always be relevant. Hillsong's Brian Houston says church won't take a public position. He said the real issues in people's lives are too important for us to just reduce it down to a yes or no answer in the media outlet. What a wimp. But you have to ask yourself a question. Do I want to support these people who stand opposed to the God of the Bible while preaching another Jesus? Because the God of CCM is the Antichrist. That title alone is going to make a lot of friends. Earlier, Carl Lentz, pastor of Hillsong New York City, told CNN that Hillsong has a lot of gay men and women in our church, and I pray we always do. And he claimed that he is still waiting for someone to show me the quote where Jesus addressed it on record in front of people. About gay people being okay. So he says his church is full of a bunch of Fruit Loops. That's what he just said. His whole church is filled with sodomites. And I hope it always stays that way. I mean, really, are you a queer? Because what kind of a man wants to hang around a bunch of queers? A queer? Right. A queer, that's how. In the CNN interview, Laura Lentz, Carl's wife and Hillsong co-pastor, nice, She said this, it's not our place to tell anyone how they should live. That's their journey. See why women aren't supposed to preach? You see why right there? That's the reason. That's one of the reasons right there. That's one of the reasons women are not supposed to preach right there. I mean, it makes me sick is what it does. Anyway, so I think I've sufficiently proven enough that the God of CCM is the Antichrist. Father, thank you, Lord, for the truth. And Lord, thank you that we can expose this error and not only have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Bring them to light, Lord. Drag them into the light so they can see how wicked they really are. And Lord, warn your saints to flee from these wicked things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.